Tomorrow is primary election day in Massachusetts. The most heated primary races in the state may be in the 10th Congressional District, which includes the South Shore, Cape Cod, and the Islands. It's where Republicans are believed to have their best shot at gaining a Massachusetts congressional seat. WBUR political reporter Fred Tice joins us this morning to talk about the race. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning, Bob.
Congressman William Delahunt is retiring out of the 10th Congressional District. The fact that the seat is open is one reason Republicans think they have a shot at it. What are the other factors?
Well, the other factor is that this is a district that consistently votes less Democratic, if you will, than the rest of Massachusetts. For example, in the last presidential election, it voted for President Obama, but it voted for him by 5% less than the rest of the state did. And when Scott Brown won against Martha Coakley last January, this was the district that gave him his biggest margin of victory.
It's been a tough race on both sides of the aisle for candidates in both political parties. We'll examine both, but let's start with the Republicans because the GOP thinks they have a shot at it. The field is kind of crowded. Four candidates.
There are four candidates. The one candidate who seems to be embody most the spirit of the Tea Party is a candidate from Hanover. His name is Bob Hayden. He's a hockey coach. And he is a guy who unabashedly goes out there and admits that he doesn't really know much about the issues, but in general is going to vote for less spending down in Washington. And you have CPA from Cohasset, Ray Kasperowitz. And then the two leading candidates seem to be Jeff Perry and, or definitely are, Jeff Perry and Joe Malone. Joe Malone, former state treasurer, who used to live in Waltham, but some years ago moved to Duxbury. Then you have Jeff Perry, who is state representative from Sandwich. He has garnered the endorsements of both Scott Brown and Mitt Romney, but a lot of people in the Republican Party have questioned whether those two prominent Republicans should really stand by Perry because there are questions about the way that he handled himself when he was a Wareham police officer.
Joe Malone is actually trying to make quite an issue of Perry's past as an officer in Wareham in regards to conflicting stories from Perry about how Perry handled a fellow officer's illegal strip searches of teenage girls. From your conversations with voters, Fred, who's making headway? Start with Joe Malone.
Well, Joe Malone seems to get, I followed both candidates around, and what I see is Joe Malone is not making a lot of headway, first of all, with these accusations. When I talk to regular voters out there, moms, including moms of small kids, they seem to say they just want to hear about what the candidates have done lately and not what they did 20 years ago. But Malone is gathering sort of the usual people you see at Republican events, the party faithful. Perry really gathers a big crowd out of all the candidates on both parties. He's the one who seems to be generating the most excitement. And he's doing it around two issues, his promise to repeal vote to repeal the health care legislation passed by Congress in this past term, and his promises to be tough on illegal immigration.
All right, let's go to the Democratic side. Another tough contest with the candidates hammering away at each other. Tell us about them and the issues that are at issue on the Democratic side.
So two candidates on the Democratic side. From Cape Cod, there is Robert O'Leary. He is the state senator who represents Cape Cod and the islands. And then you have William Keating, who is currently the Norfolk County District Attorney. And both those candidates seem to have a lot of support on either end of the district. They're expected to fight for the middle part of the district, where a lot of the folks live, Plymouth and the towns north of Plymouth along the South Shore. Keating has really been hammering away at O'Leary, because O'Leary, when the two were asked at a forum in Plymouth a few weeks ago, the two were asked whether they would support raising the retirement age for Social Security, and it was a yes or no round in the debate. O'Leary said yes, he would, and so since then, Keating has really been hammering away at this. Pretty much every day, voters in the 10th Congressional District get a big mailing, card from Keating accusing O'Leary of wanting to raise the retirement age. He's clearly trying to scare people into voting for him and against O'Leary in that race. And he's raised three times the amount of money as O'Leary has, and clearly spending it on his mailings.
Does that mean Keating has the edge in this race or not?
It's not clear. It seems that on Cape Cod, people would really love the chance to finally have a congressman from Cape Cod. It's probably it's been since Gary Studs that they haven't had somebody from Cape Cod represent them, and so they're very excited about that. We'll just have to see. It does appear that Keating has the edge simply because he has more money, but you know, the voters will be the ones to tell tomorrow.
Watching the 10th Congressional District, WBUR political reporter Fred Tice. Thanks a lot, Fred.
You're welcome, Bob.